This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and joining me now are Mike Rosenberg, Director of Transfer Services at Gateway Community and Technical College, and J. Patrick Moynihan, Vice Provost of Academic Affairs at Northern Kentucky University. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. And your new partnership is called Gateway to NKU, correct?
Yes, that's the new stuff.
And I take it by the way the name sounds that this is a program that will allow students to enroll at Gateway, and at some point they'll transition to NKU.
That's absolutely right. Students who enroll in the Gateway to NKU program are Gateway students. As they move through their academic program, they become eligible to take courses at NKU. At Gateway's rate while they are still with us. And then once they graduate from Gateway, they transition seamlessly over to NKU into the major that they have declared when they signed up for the program.
And Patrick, where did the idea for this come from?
I think the idea grew out of conversations at Gateway and Northern have had since the beginning of Gateway on how do we partner to serve students best. We did a little pilot a couple of years ago to give students an opportunity to take some classes at both universities together, and the idea sort of grew out of that.
What are the advantages for the student? You started to touch on a few of them. Cost, efficiency.
Well, cost is one of the major ones. Obviously, there's a little difference in tuition, but students who are in Gateway to NKU are students also at Northern, so that they are able to access all of the services that students would at Northern. They can use the library, they can use the rec center. As our president, Dr. Hughes, mentioned, we now have a Division I basketball team at Gateway, so they'll be able to come and enjoy some of those, enjoy the sporting events over at Northern, and really get their feet wet and get used to being on campus so that when they transition over there full time, they're comfortable. That reduces sort of any kind of anxiety that they would have, and they're halfway to their degree when they start.
And they have same access to social events and fraternities and sororities as well?
Yes.
Okay. What are the advantages to NKU and to Gateway?
Well, I think the advantages to NKU not only speak to the university, but to the state of Kentucky as well. The advantage is that students can move from an associate degree program to a bachelor's degree program without losing any credits, without losing any time, and can do so in a more cost-effective manner. The advantage to us, of course, is it creates a pipeline into some of our degree programs. Students who are looking at our program and are looking at Gateway's programs can say, all right, I know what I can take at Gateway to move to NKU, and I don't have to worry about losing credits, time, and that kind of thing.
So this would help a student who isn't really sure which area they might want to study, so that they can actually start out, get their feet wet, and they can shift without spending a lot of money. Is that the case?
That's absolutely correct. One of the things that we have in the state of Kentucky is they passed a bill a few years ago, House Bill 160, which if a student finishes their general education courses at one of the community colleges in the KCTCS system, when they transition to one of the four-year schools, their general education is considered complete. So if they're still searching for their direction where they want to go, they can work off their general education courses during their early time at Gateway, and that's going to be taken care of when they shift over, in addition to having these academic pathways that we've developed, Gateway's developed in conjunction with NKU, where we suggest the courses if you're going to be, say, you want to get a four-year degree in accounting. Here are the courses that you should be taking while you're at Gateway for your 60 hours for your associates before you make the move. If you're going to do human services, here are the courses that you want to take while you're at Gateway. So students, there's no confusion. There's no loss of credit. Nobody's just taking random courses trying to figure things out. It's very smooth. It's a very smooth process.
To give you an example of how that plays out, even though there's the state transfer articulation agreement, there may be four or five math courses, for example, that a student could take at one college that would satisfy that general education. But the math requirement for business may be different from the math department for biology. So if you start at one college and take the math just at random, and then get the other one, you have to take another math course. That's the time saving that we're talking about. Students know up front, if I'm interested in going to business, this is the math course that I need to take at Gateway to be sure that I don't have to take another math course when I get to a four-year institution.
And how many degree pathways are there in the program?
Currently, we have 25 of them, and there are more being signed almost by the day, it seems like. We're trying to be as comprehensive as we can with this partnership, with the courses that we offer at Gateway and what we can manage to funnel over up to Highland Heights.
And what are some of these degree paths that are available?
Biology, criminal justice, education degrees, there are accounting degrees. There are several business degrees, accounting, business management. Business informatics, there are computer science degrees, there are three different computer science degrees, two education degrees, elementary and early childhood, health sciences, nursing, organizational leadership, several others in the works.
25 in all, so
right.
It's a lot of variety for a student to pick from.
Yes.
And how many students does Gateway have at this point?
Our enrollment is right around between 4,500 and 5,000 at this stage, both full and part-time students. And we're still, we're continuing to grow, especially with the addition and the expansion of our urban campus in Covington.
And as NKU has, how many students now?
We have almost 14,000 undergraduates and more than 15,000 when you include graduate students.
And for both schools, it's going up. It's headed in an upward direction.
Yes.
So you think that this program will help draw in more students?
We believe that it will. Yes. Again, it should be an attractive option in that they're guaranteed when they start that if they meet the academic criteria, they can move from one to the other without concern, and they can move through quicker, faster, with no loss of credit.
And do you know how many students – when did the program start? Let's back up a little bit. When did this start?
Friday was our announcement, and we've already started taking some applications. I've had about a dozen students come in to inquire about the program. About half of those have already signed up, and the students will be able to start accessing the services at NKU in spring semester in January.
And if you have questions or comments, the phone number to join us is 513-419-7100. You can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And we had a Facebook question from Raymond Zerhues, and he wanted to know, what are the qualifications for enrollment? And can current students apply existing credits to this new program?
Currently, any student who is a Gateway student can sign up before they can take courses at Northern. They have to have a minimum 2-point OGPA, and they have to be enrolled at least half time, which is six credit hours. After they earn 15 hours of non-developmental credit, they're eligible to take their first course over at Northern. After 30 hours, they can take another course, and then at 45 hours, they can take two additional courses.
Patrick, how does a program like this help the community?
It helps the community in that it provides a greater opportunity and a wider variety of options for students to prepare for various careers. It also makes it possible for them to look beyond that first job, that entry-level job, to advancement in those positions or transfer to some other position that they might have. For example, a student at any number of the programs at the Gateway in their technical programs might want to look at an organizational leadership a degree at Northern as they move forward to supervisor and management positions.
And there are economic benefits as well. Besides the community benefits, I would think this would lead to a better trained workforce.
Oh, absolutely. And, there's, again, study after study shows the economic benefits of students who go on to get to earn bachelor's degrees over the course of their working life. A student that earns a bachelor's degree earns about $1 million more over the course of their working life than a student who doesn't have one. And one of the things that some recent research has been finding – students who go through and earn an associate's degree at a community college and then transfer, they are retained and graduate at a rate actually slightly higher than students who begin at a four-year school as freshmen. The students who are transferring, I mean, they've got a couple of years of college under their belt. They sort of understand how the academic process works, and they don't run into as many snags after they do transfer. They know what it means. They're serious students, and that's what we – and one of the things we feel is a real benefit to NKU as well is that they're going to get some students who are ready to go and who are going to hang in there and move straight through and – get some degree numbers for them.
And maybe this is a path for kids who aren't sure they want to go to college, so they can start at Gateway, and if it sticks, if they like it and they're doing well, they can keep moving forward with it.
Absolutely. We are all about access at Gateway. We have a number of programs, not just, you know, my office, the Transfer Center. We have a number of programs available that work with students to help them, regardless of where they're starting from adult ed for students who need help with GED, all the way through transfer, what I do to help students get to a four-year institution. So we can lend a handhold for a little while to get them where they want to go.
And that's a very good point, because some of the more recent research indicates that the greatest challenge to students coming out of high school today is adjustment, more than the academic piece of it. And as you know, we have many very small high schools in northern Kentucky, and to jump onto a campus that has 15,000 students all at once is very challenging and intimidating to them in many ways.
How unique is this model that you're using? Is this relatively new as a concept?
It's new for us up here. There have been a couple of the other community colleges in the state. Bluegrass Community Technical College has a partnership with University of Kentucky and with Eastern Kentucky University, and I believe with Kentucky State. And I think Jefferson may have one with University of Louisville. But in this area, we're trying to break some new ground.
Are these types of partnerships going to become more common?
I believe they will, given the emphasis in our state and other states on getting giving students access, getting them through quickly and efficiently in a time of shrinking funds for not only the consumer but for academic institutions as well. I think you're going to see many more partnerships.
I think that it makes good sense. I think that especially when you have a couple of institutions that work together as well as ours do, it's just a logical extension of what we're doing with the missions of our two institutions to try to help folks get that educational attainment that's so good for them both for themselves personally and for the region.
And you can find links to Gateway and NKU to learn more about the program on our website, wvxu.org. And thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mike Rosenberg is Director of Transfer Services at Gateway Community and Technical College, and J. Patrick Moynihan, Vice Provost of Academic Affairs at Northern Kentucky University.